Centennial is here for all of life's moments. Let them be your partner. Centennial Bank, member FDIC.
Four excellent reasons to choose Knox Orthopedics in Mountain Home are Drs. Knox, Rawls, McConnell, and Franklin. They're trained and highly experienced in handling a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. Using on-site X-ray, MRI, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment plan. Rediscover the joy of life, pain-free and productive. Appointments available at four area locations, number 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home, plus clinics in Harrison, Salem, and West Plains. Visit KnoxOrthopedics.com for more information.
It is Mount Holmes ball to start this final quarter as they lead Alma 42-38. Makes that three by Jay. The Yonkers even bigger right
now. Yeah, and even more so just for Jay to see one go down. She's been getting to the rim, getting shots up. They just haven't been falling for. And, you know, for Jay to hit a step back, that's what we wanted to see. Hopefully she can get hot. You know, let's get this thing in the 50s, and you got to feel good. Hopefully we can get some stops and feel good about where we are.
We're back underway. McCarn will throw it over to Yonkers on the left side. And offense foul and illegal screen on Anna McCarn. That's her fourth.
Yeah, if we're going to get that call on our end, that's fine, because I think it was. Let's get the same call on this other end.
So McCarn picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number one against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter, and she's going to come right back out of the game as Sarah Williams comes in.
It was a gracious sub allowed by the ref. I thought they looked like they had the ball thrown in, but he's going to allow her to get out.
All right, so 42-38, Lady Bombers up. Parker into the front court. Throws over to McCarn on the left side. Down to Jordan Gramlich in the lane. Her basket counts, and she is fouled. Jordan Gramlich will go to the line for the and-one situation with 7:38 left in the game. Who'd they call that foul? That was
Lakenmore.
On Lakenmore. Okay, that is her third personal foul. Team foul number two against Mountain Home here in the fourth quarter. The free throw won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Mountain Home. 42-40, Lady Bombers up. Moore back the other way, gives it to Yonkers on the left side. She will give it up top to Williams. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good, and the rebound is knocked around. And the ball still being fought for and controlled by Fosnes. She's going to give it to Williams, who's going to be called for the travel.
Good pass by Livy Fosnes. Sarah just needs to let that little floater go.
Wynn Coleman's going to come back in for Mountain Home as Sarah Williams takes a seat. 7:19 left to play in the game. Alma with a chance once again to tie or take the lead. 42-40, our score.
Mountain Home needs a stop. We just need that W in that wing column.
Yep. Parker will walk the ball into the front court for the Lady Airedales. Gives it to Jaden Gramlich. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Misses everything and goes out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't know that if you're Alma's coach, that's the shot you want. If I'm Alma, 33 is touching the ball every time down the floor. Right?
Yeah. Just about, yep. Husky will bring the ball across the timeline for Mountain Home. Dribbles to the right side. Gives up top to Fosnes. Over on the left side to Yonkers. Tried to throw it down to Moore. Ball knocked away and stolen by Jaden Gramlich. Now she almost had the ball knocked away, but they're going to call a foul on Mountain Home. 6:47 left to play in the game. That is going to be on Jayla Yonkers, her third personal foul. Third team foul already against Mountain Home here in this fourth quarter. So Alma will inbound the ball on the far sideline. Poole will trigger the inbound pass. Gets into Parker. Parker dribbling between the circles. And offensive foul away from the ball.
You got 10. She came in, was going to act like she was going to screen, and just shoved and pushed off. Glad we got that call.
That's Kylie Poole's fourth personal foul, team foul number one against the Lady Airedales here in the fourth quarter. So she's going to come out of the game as Chloe Gregory comes back in.
Let's try to take advantage of this. We need to get a bucket here.
Yonkers with it just inside the half-court stripe. Dribbles to the left side. Now it goes up to the top. Goes down into the lane, going in for the layup. Won't go. And the rebound's knocked around. And ball's still being fought for. Ball's going out of bounds. We're going to say last touch by Mount Home, and Alma's going to get it back.
Jayla is just getting point-blank looks, and they're just not falling for the sophomore. We just can't get stopped, but we can't take advantage of it.
I know.
We can stretch this thing out to 2 or 3 score lead.
Parker across the timeline gives it to Jordan Gramlich on the left side. She's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the layup. Good. Jordan Gramlich with 17 on the night, and we have our sixth tie. 42 all our score, less than 6 minutes left to play in the game. Ball goes to Coleman, over to Moore on the left side. Moore's going to dribble to the low block, going up for the layup, way too strong, and the rebound is controlled by McCart. Alma with a chance to get the lead back. McCart into the front court, gives it to Parker up top. Back to McCart on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. It won't go, and it's going to be Coleman getting the rebound. For a moment, she's going to try to let it go out of bounds, but ball goes to Moore. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Good!
Yeah, nice little Euro step. Good hustle by Witten, pushing the subject there, getting it to Lakin. Nice little Euro step. Let's get a stop and one more score.
16 on the night for Lakin Moore. 44-42, Mount Home back on top. Parker with it on the right side. She'll give it up top to Jordan Gramlich. Dribbles to the right side. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer for the lead. Good. Jordan Gramlich with 20 on the night. And we've got our 10th lead change.
Yeah, Parker tried to come in and take the offensive foul. Good play by the senior. Didn't get the call.
And Mount Home's going to take their first time out of the night. Little break with 4:57 left to play in the game. It is Alma leading Mount Home 45-44. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you looking for a personalized banking experience with a strong community focus? Look no further than FNBC. This is Kyle Davidson, Community President at FNBC in Mountain Home. I invite you to stop in and meet our team at our newest location at the west end of the bypass at 175 West End Way to see what makes FNBC different. We provide customized financial solutions, technology to run your business more efficiently, and community bankers who value building strong relationships. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC. Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Katie at Farmers and Merchants Bank, inviting you to join us for our first Friday coffee talk on February 2nd. Who is ready for spring sports? Representatives from the Arkansas State Mountain Home Trailblazers will give an update on the upcoming season. Local shops will showcase the best gift for your Valentine. Come shop for your loved ones at Coffee Talk. Stop by our location next to Hickory Park on Friday, February 2nd at 8 a.m. at Farmers and Merchants Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
As a reminder, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7, KCTT, Yellville Mountain Home, Matt Sharp and Brad Coleman joining you courtside from Charles B. Dyer Airedale Arena here in Alma High School. Craig and Partee, our producer, back at the studio. 4:57, let's play in this girls' game. Mountain Home will inbound the ball as they trail Alma 45-44. Yonkers takes an inbound pass, dribbles up to the top. Gives the Husky on the left side. Husky will dribble to the top, now goes over to the right, gives it there to Coleman. Coleman will dribble into the lane. Tried to throw it to McCarn, goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Alma's ball with 4:39 left.
I couldn't tell if that was going out to Parker or McCarn, but it didn't get to either of them.
Yeah. Parker across the timeline for the Lady Airedales. Throws it over to Jordan Gramlich. She's going to go into the lane for the layup. Won't go. And the rebound is controlled by McCarn. She'll be fouled in the backcourt. They're going to give that
33, Gramlich.
Yep, Jordan Gramlich. That is her first personal foul. Team foul number two against the Lady Airedales here in the fourth quarter. Actually, that's her second foul. Excuse me. Here is Moore with it on the right side. Tries to throw it down to McCarn. Ball knocked away, but McCarn's able to get it in the right corner. Now trying to figure out where to go with it. Finds Moore cutting towards the basket. She's going to pull up for the jumper. No good, and the rebound's controlled by Jordan Gramlich. She's going to find Jaden Gramlich going into the lane. She mishandles the ball. Tries to save it in, but Yonkers is there to get it. Oh, they're going to call a foul on Yonkers?
Oh, my gosh.
Woo! Wow. They're going to get Jayla Yonkers. That's her fourth. And the fourth team foul against Mountain Home as well. So next one, we'll put Alma in the bonus. Breela Hughes and Chloe Gregory check out of the game for Alma. And Bailey Rittenberg comes in for Jayla Yonkers, who again just picked up her fourth.
Wow. All I can say is wow on that. Jayla just went up for the ball and had it.
Yeah. McCard and Poole came back in for Alma. So Lady Airedales with the ball and the one-point lead. 45-44 our score. Ball goes over to McCart on the left side. Down to Jaden Gramlich. Over to Parker on the right. She's going to dribble to the low block. Throws it to Poole, but now to McCart. She's going to try for the three on the left wing. Won't go. And the rebound's knocked around. Ball's still being fought for. It's going to be a jump ball, and it will be Allen's ball in the possession arrow. 3:33 left to play in the game.
This is what these Lady Bombers need. They need a good test right here.
They're getting
it. Dig deep. Yep. Let's dig deep. And let's see what we can do.
And Coleman knocks away the inbound pass, comes up with a steal. She's going in for the layup. It won't go, but she draws contact, and she'll head to the free throw line with 3:28 left to play.
There we go. Good job, Witt. Way to get that. Way to use your body and get to the free throw line.
Demaya Parker picks up her third personal foul. Third team foul against the Lady Airedales here in the fourth quarter. So Witt and Coleman at the free throw line for the first time tonight. First shot is up. And
that, no good,
yeah, didn't
believe.
Go in. All right. So I'd look down for just a moment. So one more chance for Coleman to give us our seventh tie of the night, but she misses both. Offensive rebound from McCart. She'll throw it out to Moore for the three. It won't go, and rebound's being fought for. And it's going to go out of bounds, and
yep.
It's going to be Mountain's ball.
All right, good job. Hustling there, Anna McCart, keeping that possession alive with the rebound. And, boy, you thought that dagger three was going to go in from Lake and Moore.
So Husky will inbound the ball on the baseline. But their first little wipe up a little perspiration at the for the time being. Brela Hughes is going to come back in for Alma as she replaces Kylie Poole. So 3:19 left to play in this game. It is Alma leading 45-44. Husky will trigger the inbound pass, gets into Moore. She immediately puts up the three near the right corner. And ball's going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Alma. And Mount Alma inbound it once again.
Holy cow. Good job. We're still fighting. Lady Bombers are fighting. We're just getting just pushed around. But let's see. Let's get one of these shots to fall. We just can't get it to go.
Moore will inbound it this time. Gets it to Husky on the left wing. Give it over to Rittenberg on the right. Over to Husky on the wing. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is controlled by Jaden Gramlich. About 3 minutes left to play in this game. Alma with the ball and the one-point lead. Jordan Gramlich's going into the lane. Her shot's blocked, but it was Hughes that gets the ball. Her shot is blocked by McCarr, and it goes out of bounds, and it will be Alma's ball with 2:52 left. Kylie Poole coming back in, replacing Brela Hughes for Alma and for Mount Tom. Jayla Yonkers is going to come back in as she replaces Witten Coleman. Now, Yonkers will have to be careful. She has four fouls
she has
right
four
now.
Four fouls, yeah.
Coleman looks a little shaken
up.
Yeah,
shaken up. She got hit kind of hard down here on this other end.
So 2:52 left to play in the game. Let's see. Okay, they're making Jordan Gramlich tuck in her shirt. So inbound pass goes to Parker. 45-44, Lady Airedale's up. Parker with it up top. Throws over to Jordan Gramlich on the left side. Trying to figure out where to go with it. Her pass is stolen by Yonkers. Yonkers back the other way with it. Yonkers going into lane for the layup off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Mount Tom's back on top. And out. Mount Tom quickly calls timeout. We've got our 11th lead change. Lady Bombers take the timeout. We'll break with 2:28 left to play in the game. It is Mount Tom leading Alma 46-45. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
If you are tired of buffering and sketchy service, you need to experience Next, powered by NAEC's fiber optic internet. With service up to 1 gig, Next Internet is the definition of high speed. Plans start at just $49.95 a month. Subscribe to Next by calling 870-895-3221 or visiting mynextfiber.com. You may also subscribe by visiting North Arkansas Electric Cooperative's office.
What a play by Mount Tom to get the lead back, give us our 11th lead change. We've also had six ties tonight.
Yeah, we just kind of blitzing Gramlich, and we're going over there and trying to take her. And, good job by Anna on actually getting some blocks and extend that possession.
2:28 left to play in the game. Mount Tom up 46-45. Alma with the ball. Parker walked it into the front court. Dribbles toward the right side. Tries to give it to Poole. Ball's knocked away, and the ball's being fought for down the other side of the court, and a foul's going to be called on Alma.
Good job, Bailey Rittenberg. Good hustle, first to the floor. Usually is the one to win the battle. Bailey was the first to the floor.
And Kylie Poole has just fouled out. She's going to spend the final 2:15 on the bench with 6 points. Serve. That's her fifth personal foul. And the last foul Alma has to give in this game.
dagger three right here. Somebody needs to hit a dagger three for us.
I believe it was might have been Gregory that just came back in. Here's Yonkers going up for the layup. What a play by Jaylee Yonkers.
She finally got one to go down. She has been fighting all night trying to get those to go down, and then the hardest shot she's had went down for her.
What a play by Jaylee Yonkers. And that foul is, see, who they give that? Well, I don't know.
Number three?
Nope. No, that's Yonkers. I didn't see who they gave that foul, but she does get the free throw, and Mount Holmes' lead is now two possessions. 49-45 our score, 2 minutes left to play. Tried to throw it to Jordan Gramlich, but Rittenberg was right there in the passing lane. And now Mount Holmes turns it right back over in the backcourt. Ball goes over to McCart on the left side. Up top to Parker, 1:45 left. 49-45, Lady Bombers up. Parker dribbles to the right side. Now goes back to the top. Over to the left. Now picks up a dribble. She's going to pull up for the three-pointer on the wing, and she gets it. Oh, my goodness.
Wow, that's the shot you want them taking. And she got it to go down. Slow down. We still got the lead. We're not in any hurry.
Moore's going to pull up, try answer with a three of her own. What? Misses everything and goes out of bounds. And it will be Alma's ball with a chance to get the lead back.
Got to get a stop right here.
That was Parker's first 3 points of the night.
Yeah, that's the shot you want them taking. She got it to fall.
49-48, Mount Holmes up. 1:15 left. Parker into the front court. Dribbles to the left side. Now picks up a drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. And now Alma's going to take the timeout. We'll break with 1:04 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 49-48. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Uh-oh, sounds like you need some new glass. And Clear Results Glass is here to help. At Clear Results, no job is too big or too small for our guys. Rock chip or broken windshield? Not a problem. Outdated or broken business glass? Let us help. Custom glass for your home? We can do it. With Clear Results, you can trust us to get the job done. Let us get a quote started for you. Just call 321-1098 or stop by Clear Results Glass, located at 5051 Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
Don't let an injury keep you down. Board-certified orthopedic surgeons Dr. Wynn Moore and Dr. Ed Roeder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Moore, Roeder, and their staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of experience. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Well, Alma taking the timeout to make sure they can avoid a turnover with 1:04 left to play in the game. It is Alma will inbound the ball on the near sideline. Mount Holmes up 49-48 with 1:04 left to play in the game.
We do still have the lead. We have the one-point lead right here. We got to be careful with the ball. If we get the ball back, let's not turn it over. We're not in a hurry. We have the lead.
McCart inbounds it to Parker. Parker with up top. 20 left on the shot clock. 1 minute left in this game. Now Jordan Gramlich has it. Tries to throw it down to Jane Gramlich. She does get her layup won't go, but foul is going to be called, and Jane Gramlich is going to go to the free throw line. Jaylee Yonkers, I believe, has just fouled out. Jaylee Yonkers will spend the final 54.2 seconds on the bench as she is going to come out of this game. She fouls out with, 14 points. And that does put Alma in the bonus. Sarah Williams comes in as Jaden Gramlich will go to the free throw line. She is so far 1 of 2 on the night. First free throw is up. Ball short. So the best they can do is tie. They won't take the lead.
A little shaky right there looking on that one. She needs to go in, and we need to make sure we box out and get this rebound.
So one more free throw for Jaden Gramlich. Second shot is up. Good. She gets 1 of 2. She has 8 on the night. And we have our 7th tie. 49 all. Here is Husky with it up top. Gives it to Moore. Moore dribbles between the circles. Gives it to Rittenberg right there. Rittenberg lost the handle of the ball, but gets it back to Moore. Moore is going to dribble into the lane. Going to pull up for the jumper. Good!
All right, here we go. We need a stop. Let's go. Get back. Get a stop. No fouls. They get to the free throw line. Let's walk.
Nope, they're going. Well, they're going to call timeout though. They're going, and won't be no turnover. So Alma is going to take the timeout with 27.4 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading the Lady Airedales 51-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Big Bucks Brad.
What's that noise?
That's our transfer portal. That's how we send out our big boxes now. And with our transfer portal, you don't have to worry about the big bucks purchase leaving after 1 year.
What's that?
That's a Gosney pizza oven going out.
And that?
There goes a Samsung TV.
And
Harbaugh Cam, just me checking the competition.
Brad's Home Entertainment, next to Walmart Mountain Home. Check out the portal at bigboxbrad.com.
So Alma, with just one timeout left now, 27.4 seconds left, they'll inbound the ball near the half court line with as they trail 51-49.
Woo! Need a stop. We are in the bonus with fouls, so they do get to the free throw line. Just need to play good, solid defense. Once we get it, if we do get a steal or get the rebound, we need to secure it because they are going to come after us and foul.
Yeah, shot clock is off. Inbound pass goes to Jordan Gramlich. Has it on the left side, now goes to the right elbow. Picks up her dribble, and now
she quick off the travel!
Yep, she did. She took an extra step, changed her pivot foot right there in front of the official. That's the 10th turnover from Alma.
18.4 seconds left. Again, shot clock is off. Now Tom will inbound the ball, leading by two. And a timeout's going to be called by Mountain Home. So we will break with 18.4 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 51-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain Home taking the timeout with 18.4 seconds left. They have two full timeouts left. Alma with one. Both teams are out of their 30-second timeouts.
And Mountain Home has to worry because we don't need to get a 10-second call trying to get the ball over half court. What I don't like is the shot clock's off. I do like it because that means time is expiring as we have the ball. But officials can get quick with their count. With the shot clock off, you at least get a full 10 seconds here. But Mountain Home needs to handle the ball. They are going to try to foul us when it's all said and done if they can't get the 10-second.
Inbound pass goes to McCarn. She'll give it to Moore, and she'll be fouled. Again, both teams in the bonus. They're going to give that one to Demaya Parker. That is her fourth personal foul. So Lakin Moore will be at the free throw line. So far, she is 2 of 2 with 18 points.
No two bigger than this right here. Give us a two-possession lead.
16 seconds left as Moore's first free throw is nothing but net.
That's a big one. Now all that they can do is tie.
So McKinley McCart's going to come back in, replacing Breela Hughes. And before she hits the shoots the second free throw, Alma's going to take their last time out. We'll break with 16 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 52-49 with one free throw pending. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
White River Materials has earned a reputation for producing industry-leading, high-quality results. They have the experience and equipment to perform each project quickly, safely, and cost-efficiently. Privately owned and operated, White River Materials prides themselves in quality work with the customer's best interest in mind. If you need limestone or concrete products, or someone to do the job correctly the first time, give White River Materials a call today at 425-3431 or 425-4510.
Right now it is Mountain Home leading 52-49 coming out of Alma's last time out, but Mountain Home has one more free throw to shoot. Lakemore at the line. Second shot is up. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Jordan Gramlich.
Got to defend the three.
Third. Here is Parker with it. Down to 10 seconds. Parker with it up top. Dribbles to the left side. Gives it to McCart. Throws it up top to Jaden Gramlich. She's going to try the three to beat the buzzer. Won't go, and ball goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will get it back with 8/10 of a second.
Woo, throw the ball deep. Just throw it deep. Just get it in. Don't let it get a steal.
And, well,
no. Look at clock. They're going to see what kind of clock's left on this.
Okay. So, yeah, officials talk. Officials
1.3 is what it looks like they're going to try to add here.
They put 13 up there. That's not
good. That's good defense there by the Lady Bombers on that end. Knowing a three had to be done, and they had a good job not letting the ball get up as for an open three-pointer.
Well, Mount Tom's going to make sure they have all their ducks in a row and take the timeout. We'll break with 1.3 seconds left. It is Mountain Home leading Alma 52-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Are you building a new house? Not sure where the property lines are? Strider Consulting can help. They're a civil engineering and land surveying firm located at 1029 Highway 201 North of Mountain Home. With over 23 years in the business, Strider Consulting has the experience and expertise to bring your project to life. Visit strider.consulting to see their full list of services and request your quote today. Strider Consulting is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers Athletics. Strider Consulting, engineering our future.
At Arvest Bank, we're ready to help turn your money into more money. With Arvest 7-month no penalty CD, you get a guaranteed rate of 5.00% annual percentage yield, earning interest on day one, plus unexpected flexibility. If you need to withdraw early, there's no penalty, unlike most CDs. Now that's helpful. Open an account today at arvest.com/flexible savings or at any of our 200-plus locations. Member FDIC, $1,000 minimum to open. No withdrawals permitted within the first 6 days.
Mount Home inbound the ball with 1.3 seconds left. They lead 52-49. Inbound pass goes to McCarn. It's going to do it. Mount Home is going to escape with a three-point victory.
Woo! Glad to get out of here with a win. That's what it's all about right now.
So we will come back and start the Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic postgame show in just a moment. Our final score, Mountain Home defeats Alma by a score of 52-49. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Use your smile to change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. North Arkansas Dental Group, formerly known as Coleman Family Dentistry, is a proud supporter of Mountain Home Bombers. A family-friendly dental office providing a state-of-the-art clinic, North Arkansas Dental Group is dedicated to you, your health, and a